And so do schizophrenia and hormones. Andrea Gogos from the University of Melbourne.
So men mainly have testosterone, women have a lot of estrogen circulating. And so there's this hypothesis that because there's gender differences observed in schizophrenia in the incidence and the onset and symptom severity, that it could be sex hormones playing a role. And in particular, estrogen may be protecting women from getting schizophrenia as early as men do or as severe as men do.
And how have you investigated that?
So we look at behaviours that are schizophrenia-like in animals, and because we've got animals, we can take out their ovaries and give them estrogen at a specific dose and look at exactly what estrogen is doing in the brain.
These are rats and mice or something like it. How can you tell whether a rat or a mouse has schizophrenia?
Yeah, it's a good question. They don't actually have schizophrenia, but we try to model a symptom by giving them, for example, a drug that induces a behaviour that is schizophrenia-like. For example, one common behaviour that we look at is amphetamine-induced locomotor hyperactivity. So you give the rat an injection of amphetamine, and this activates the dopamine system in the brain, and in a rodent, it makes them run around really fast. And because of the brain regions that are activated, it's a behaviour that's akin to psychosis that occurs in people with schizophrenia.
Wouldn't you have seen a pattern of this schizophrenia or absence of it with changes in recent times, for instance, the taking of the contraceptive pill by women, the ageing with women, and also the onset, strangely enough, with young men in their teens, where obviously there's possibly far less estrogen abounding. So there are patterns which gave you a clue in the first place.
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I'm interested in looking at the oral contraceptive pill. So that only got introduced in Australia in the 60s, and since then they've now most recently said that men have a greater incidence in schizophrenia compared to women, whereas before that it was said that it was equal. Whether that's an effect of the pill or not, research is still up in the air. But there's other evidence, like women that are postmenopausal suddenly have a spike in the incidence of schizophrenia that men don't have. They just get it early on.
So men, males, might get it 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. And you're saying women in late 40s, early 50s?
Yes. They also get it in their 20s, but around 25, 26. And then again, women have a peak incidence around their 50s. And that's suggested to be related to menopause.
How many of your colleagues have found a similar sort of pattern around the world?
So the difference in age at onset is found very commonly, and most people that look at sex differences see that difference in age at onset.
And what about using estrogen as a therapy? Has that been tried?
Yes, so there's recent clinical trials that are looking at doing just that, and as well as pure estrogen, they're looking at estrogen receptor modulators such as raloxifene, and clinical trials are happening in Australia looking at those compounds.
Why are they safer?
So when I say estrogen, I mean 17-beta estradiol. This is the most potent form of endogenous estrogen. And long-term chronic use or with high doses can cause certain cancers, such as breast cancer and uterine cancers. So you don't necessarily want to be taking a lot of 17-beta estradiol. So there's an estrogen receptor modulator called raloxifene, and it acts as an antagonist on breast tissue so that it doesn't affect estrogen receptors in breast, but it can affect them in the brain. So it can act like estrogen in the brain, but not affect breast.
What about testosterone? Does it have a role there at all?
Yes, so there's a bit of research coming through now looking at testosterone. My animal research suggests that testosterone might be having detrimental effects in experimental rodent models.
In other words, favouring schizophrenia?
Yes, so it makes the symptoms worse.
And how would that affect women after menopause if they were to take testosterone?
That's a good question too. So there are studies looking at giving testosterone to women postmenopausal to improve their cognition and their sex drive and other side effects of menopause. And those studies have quite positive outcomes. So I think with testosterone, it's a tricky one and it's hard to say which way it's going. But I think in a postmenopausal woman who has very low hormones, that testosterone could be beneficial, but maybe not if you have schizophrenia.
And now Dr. Andrea Gogos and her colleagues at the Florey Institute are examining the molecular basis of what's going on with these hormones and the brain.